This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Southwest Airlines hoping to return to normal operations today after that week of widespread flight cancellations that started with the brutal winter weather. Roads have reopened in storm-wracked Buffalo, but authorities have been searching for anybody else who may have died after last week's blizzard. At least 40 deaths have been reported already in western New York, most of them in Buffalo. President Biden has signed a bill that keeps the government funded. The AP's Norman Hall.
The $1.7 trillion spending bill will keep the federal government operating through the end of the federal budget year in September, and it will provide tens of billions of dollars in new aid to Ukraine for its fight against the Russian military. Biden had until late Friday to sign the bill to avoid a partial government shutdown. The Democratic-controlled House passed the bill 225-201, mostly along party lines, just before Christmas. The House vote came a day after the Senate, also led by Democrats, voted 68-29 to pass the bill with significantly more Republican support. Norman Hall, Washington.
You could get a look at some of former President Trump's tax returns today. The AP's Donna Warder.
The House Ways and Means Committee is set to release 6 years of Donald Trump's taxes on Friday. It obtained the records while investigating what it said was the Internal Revenue Service's failure to audit Trump's taxes when he was president.
The stadium near Sao Paulo, where Brazilian soccer great Pelé played some of his best matches of his career, will be the site of his funeral next week. Pelé died Thursday after a battle with cancer. He was 82. 25 people now known dead after a massive fire at a casino hotel complex in Cambodia. The search for victims still going on. The fire may have been caused by New Year's holiday decorations that caused wires to overheat and burn, according to authorities. This is AP News. Russia's attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure are leaving civilians in the cold and dark this winter.
Crews bring in heavy machinery to clear rubble while residents pick through the debris of shattered homes. These were the scenes Thursday across Ukraine, in the capital Kyiv, Odessa in the south, and Lviv all the way in the west, after the biggest wave of Russian missile strikes in weeks. The targets? Power stations and other critical infrastructure. The Associated Press and the PBS series Frontline have independently documented more than 40 attacks by Russia on Ukraine's electrical, heat, water, and telecommunications facilities since February. Millions of civilians left in the cold and dark. President Vladimir Zelensky says Russia is depleting its arsenal, and while it may try to force Ukrainians to celebrate the new year in the dark, Ukraine will survive and drive them out. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.